Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shibboleth 12, you're the first to arrive.
Thank you. Hope you had a good week. Hope you had a good Shabbat.
I did. I hope you as well.
I did. I really did.
Good. You doing all right, Judy? Although we're being recorded.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll text you, let you know kind of what's going on at my house.
Okay, appreciate it. I hope it's good.
Yeah, I have a date set for August 8th for a mediation.
Okay.
So hopefully it's a step in the right direction. Everyone's late tonight.
It seems that way.
I know.
It was a high energy Shabbat, so that sometimes.
So when is the Rosh Kodesh? This week, isn't it?
Yes, on Wednesday night, the Zark. Our event.
Okay.
It starts Tuesday night and it ends Thursday night.
Okay. But we're going to do our connection Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if we have an eclipse coming up this month?
On Tuesday.
Okay, we are? Okay.
It's a solar eclipse.
I thought that I'd heard someone say we were supposed to have one.
And solar eclipses are good for the children of Israel.
Oh, good. Good.
When did you say the mediation was?
August 8th. In fact, I think it was on the 6th, was on a Tuesday, but they called me back and moved it to a Thursday, August 8th. They told me to plan to be there for at least 4 hours, 4 to 5 hours.
Understand.
It'll be almost 2 years. It'll be, you know, it's coming up. The hurricane will be 2 years September, I think. Are you feeling pretty good?
I'm feeling well, thank you.
Oh, good, good. Glad to hear that.
Judy, see if you can get it extended, changed to after the 12th.
Okay.
The 8th is still in the 3-week period.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the lawyer's doings. They moved it once. They keep moving it further back, so hopefully we can get it moved a little further. Past the 12th, I'll see what I can do.
The 13th would be preferred, actually, but if it has to be that week, the Tuesday,
okay,
rather than that. But, you know, you have to deal with
right,
the practicalities.
Right. So when is the first, when is that 3 week?
I believe somebody just came on.
Yeah, Brandy.
Brandela.
How are you, Brandy? Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Okay.
Good evening, Brandy.
Hey, Judy.
Hope you had
Judy,
a good Shabbat.
Yes, and you too.
Judy, did you want to say one final thing in our discussion, or do you want to do that afterwards?
Well, I was going to ask you, when did the 3 week period begin? You probably already said it. I've just forgot.
No, I haven't yet. I normally don't say it. I let people look it up, but it's fine.
Okay. That's fine. I'll look it up.
No, it starts on the 21st of July.
Okay. Thank you.
Hannah, I'm sorry I'm late.
You're forgiven because we had a productive conversation without you. I'm joking.
Good evening, Hannah.
Oh, evening,
hi.
Hannah.
Okay, hi. Actually, I was editing your blog. And then when I looked
you're
up, your agent and pastor. So,
understood. That's why I was joking, and I appreciate that you do that.
Okay. I'm learning how to be a difficult couple's advocate, too.
Please join me in saying the Anabakala.
Erech
Apayim Berav Chesed Be'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseyaon Wafesha V'chata'a V'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konaneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bika Matar Tane Nan Dekucha Barichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Wittata Kola Iyu Kishot Biobata Dikshot Delay la pila bialma devae barnash. The dach yale ya mine ya ulan haga. Be ya kalana dehahukulu ovada. Big shout inun wikola it's the rich. Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And we study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leamil Yisrael umtati vishakam tahtal willow yirgaz od willow yosifu bene avla laanoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shi la lahe aka aka he ta. Hezayo alada la awa heya yozala me behe reyo he kome la awa kalayo la wawa pehela nulaha yo 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 me la he hewa hewa nuta he heya a yo reta shia he. Reyo yo awame lakabe washire yo hewa lahehe kawako menuda anu yo heame reheya yo yoza hehehe me yo ha wawala yo lahe sa ala areyo ashila me yo he wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa be he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, ah, me, me, be, shi, la, yo, he, anu, ah, kame, ta, he, he, yo, anu, da, la, he, wa, he, me, ah, yo, ta, la, me, re, he, he, yo, yo, he, me, me, la, wah, wah, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, nu, me, ha, yo, he, yo, me, nu, he, 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 wa, nu yo he he shia yo re ta shia he re la yo awa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he sa ala re yo a ala me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be she me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion, he is one of the 10 martyrs. You can read his method of death by the Romans on the Yeshem website. Rabbi Meir ben Rabbi Isaac Eisenstadt, known as the Maharam Ash, we will now connect to the Ani meditation, which brings balance into our lives and helps us to stay balanced. Malchut Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yesod, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Hod, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Netzach, Yi Ahini Wi Yohi, Yi Ahini Wi Yohi, Yi Ahini Wi Yohi, Tiferet, Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho, Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho, Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho, Gevura, Ye'ach, Ni Wi Yoh, Ye'ach, Ni Wi Yoh, Ye'ach, Ni Wi Yoh, Chesed, Ye'aheni Wi Yoh, Ye'aheni Wi Yoh, Ye'aheni Wi Yoh, Bina, Ye'aheni Wi Yoh, Ye'aheni Wi Yoh, Ye'aheni Wi Yoh, Hachba, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha, Keter, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha. We will now study the Esther Dibrot.
Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anokhi Hashem Elohecha. Asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'ase lecha pesel. V'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat. Asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachawer lachem v'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked awon avot al banim al shileishim. We are rebaim l'shonai, we ose chesed la'alafim, la'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa. Et shem Hashem Elohecha la'ashav ki lo yedake Hashem. Et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom hashabbat lekadsho sheshet yamim tavod v'yasita cho melachtecha v'yom tishvi shabbat lashem Elohecha lo ta'ase kol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha le'amadcha uhemtecha v'gercha asher bisharecha ki sheshet yamim Asa Hashem et Hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'anach b'yom hashvi'i. Al kein b'rach Hashem et yom hashabbat v'yikad shehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha l'ma'an yarikun yamecha al ta'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtzach lo tirah lo tigno lo ta'ane bereacha Ad shaker lo tachmod beit re'echa, lo tachmod eshet re'echa, v'avdo v'amato, v'shoro v'achamoro, v'kol asher l're'echa. Well, now say the first two lines of the Shema Yisrael, the unifying statement. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohecha, Adonai Echad. We should probably say the Shema Yisrael again because I mispronounced the middle word. So please join me again. Cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, whenever someone mispronounces a word and they recognize it, obviously after the fact, when they go back and redo that and say it correctly, that's an indication of achieving the level of tikkun. Our class tonight is a Zohar class. It's from the parasha of Korach. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. That landing page opens up to a list of all of the parashas. Scroll down into the book of Bamidbar and to the parasha of Korach. Click on that link. When that opens up, we are starting over again. It's the second parasha where we have completed all of the Zohar. There is one other where we've completed all of it, but that's rather easy since there's only one section in that parasha. Korach has 14 sections. So we have completed that last year, and we will start over this year with section 1, where we will begin with Pasuk 1. We will need to say Elishem Yehud again because we've grounded all the energy. Elishem Yehud Kud Shabrichu Ishkite Bithilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu Vyakta Elishem Yud He Bavav He Vyehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenehu Vayikach Korach Ben Yitzhar Ben Kahat Ben Levi Wigomer Rabbi Abba Patach Hanechem Adim Mizahav Umipaz Rav Tukim Mibash Benofet Tsufim Kamailain Pit Kamei Oraita Kamayakirin Inun Teivin Inun Veela Teivin Inun Lekola Begin Veinun Shema Kadisha Wekoman de Ishtadal Bioraita Ishtadal Bishma Kadisha Vishtaziv Mikola Ishtaziv Bealma Dain Vishtaziv Bealma Deate Tahati Koman de Ishtadal Bioraita Ahid Behilana dechaye kewan, beachid beya bekolachid, dikti vetschaim, hiyo lemachazikim ba wikomer. Now Korach, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohat, the son of Levi, took Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with the verse, more to be desired are they than gold, even more fine, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. How supreme are matters of Torah, and how precious they are. They are desired above, and they are desired by all, because they constitute the holy name. Whoever toils in the Torah strives for the holy name and is saved from all evil. He is saved in this world and rescued in the world that is coming. Come and see.
whoever deals in the Torah is attached to the tree of life. And since he is attached to the tree of life, he is part of everything, as it is written. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold on her. My commentary. There are two mitzvot dealing directly with Torah. One is the study of Torah, and the other is la'asuk Torah. La'asuk is best understood as being busy with Torah. In more clear words, it means to transform yourself into a living Torah. Both of these levels are hinted at in this pasuk. Also, there is a hint about the holy name and the meaning of Torah. This hint takes a tremendous amount of connection through study. There is an even deeper hint in the idea that by attaching to the tree of life, one is part of everything. Contemplate this well and deeply. I have not written an additional commentary this year. My thoughts were that we would prepare more sections of other sections of the Zohar until we had completed it all. But as an unwritten commentary, as I read this pasuk once again, I thought I would explain this idea of what Rabbi Ashlag does. If we look at the pasuk directly again, it gives us two verses, let me count them just to be sure. Yeah, it's three verses. He gives us three verses from the Torah, but he doesn't give us all of each verse. Why doesn't he give us all of the verses? Was it the same ink? It may very well have been, because Rabbi Ashlag, there's a story told about Rabbi Ashlag, a Midrash story, probably a true story, that he ran out of paper, that he couldn't afford more paper and more ink. And so the idea, is it okay to read the whole verse as the Daily Zohar does in its commentary? And the answer is, of course it's okay to read the whole verse. It's meaningful to read the whole verse. By the same token, the words that Rabbi Ashlag determined was important needs to be understood. And how do you unify what the first verse in Korach, which is what he said, but what was important in that first verse was the lineage of Korach. Now, why is lineage important? Rabbi Berg has quoted others, but primarily, this is his thought. He said, what's the purpose of family? The purpose of family is to spread DNA. Now, obviously, that's a modern science statement, but it's also Torah. That's why Rabbi Ashlag brings the lineage of Korach, to indicate that he comes from a line of tzaddikim. He's the fourth generation from the sons of Jacob. Where would that put him in our world?
It puts it in the level of Chesed. If we started Keter, and it puts him at Netzach if we're starting at Chesed. How can someone of such lineage go astray? Which is where Rabbi Ashlag concludes the purpose of family is to spread DNA. Whereas the purpose of each one of us is not to connect to our family in the sense of being proud of our family, because everyone has a family, even if they don't know their family. And not all families are such honored lineage. But every child of Israel has an honored lineage. So why is it important for you to know your lineage? Why is it important for you to connect back to your lineage? And we learn from the conversions. What is their lineage? Their lineage is Abraham and Sarah. It's a direct lineage. Remember the idea. Who is the parent of an adopted child? Is it the birth parents? Or is it the raising parents? And the Zohar tells us that for some reason of tikkun, that child comes from the consciousness of the raising parents, but it needed to flow through the womb of the birth mother. There was a tikkun relationship between the birth mothers and the raising mothers, such that the child needed to flow into this world in that way. But the consciousness of the birth parents at the moment of conception, the consciousness of the family, the raising parents, at the moment of conception in the womb of the birth mother is what draws that soul. It's for us to realize Sarah and Abraham are the birth mother of all the Jewish souls, the birth parents of all the Jewish souls, whether they convert or they flow through a more direct line that can be accessed. There is so much to learn in each verse, each pasuk in the Zohar. Verse number 2. I did not read the commentary that I wrote last year. Please note the phrase, the sentence, he is saved in this world and rescued in the world that is coming. It is teaching us that a protection shield is protecting a person through Torah study. And also when the world that is coming manifests prior to the manifestation of the Mashiach, the protection will be more dramatic. And this comes from the difference between the words to save and to rescue. Now we will read verse number 2.
Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Ko man dishtadal b'oraita, Cheru ikleya, Mikola cheru, Mimita kimadi amaran with the gin de heru alea. Sharya viati de beya ilu Yisrael. Mitatrin bioraita ishtazivu. Mikola vila ishtekahu. Begaluta vidahu diktiv. Harut al haluchot al tikre chat harut ela herut beherut da bioraita ishtekah oraita ihi. Hela demina kada amimino eishtad lamo yusmala itkalil bimina mandi aved yamina semala ushmala usmala yamina hayu keilu hariv Alma. Rabbi Yitzhak said, whoever deals in the Torah is free from everything, even free from death, as mentioned. Since liberty, which is Bina, dwells upon him and is attached to him. If Israel had adorned themselves with Torah, they would have been saved from everything and would not have found themselves in exile. And this is what is written engraved. The Hebrew word is harut, upon the tablets. Do not read it with an A, but rather with an E, as harut. Since this freedom, harut, is available in the Torah. The Torah is the power of the right, as it is written. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. And the left is included in the right. Whoever makes the right left and the left right is as if he destroys the world. My commentary. As this pasuk says, understand the relationship between engraving and freedom. In Hebrew, they are the same letters with different vowels. The tablets have been engraved by the finger of Hashem. The nation was taken out of slavery and brought to freedom by the hand of Hashem. The parasha of Korach is related to the right column and the left column of the Tree of Life, which is also hinted to within these two concepts of engraving and freedom. There is much to contemplate through meditation. My commentary from last year. The Zohar explains that Korach wanted to make left more important than the right. This is making receiving more important than sharing. This pasuk hints to this grave mistake by Korach. My unwritten commentary. How do we relate to the idea of harut vis-a-vis herut? They are the same letters and yet different vowels, so the pronunciation is different, and their translation then becomes different. But how can we understand the idea of engraving versus freedom? How can they be the same thing? How can we unify them? When you engrave something, you take away material. If you imagine a clay writing tablet, a piece of clay. With an engraving tool, you take away some of the clay. What do you leave behind? Letters. Are you truly taking the material away, or are you revealing the letters? The revelation of the letters is what freedom is about. Freedom is the ability to reveal what's already there, what was taught to you in the womb, what was taught to you prior to your birth. You reveal light. You reveal what you were created to reveal. Are you taking the clay away? Or are you bringing forth the light that you and only you can reveal? The third verse. Kacha tzi aharon yamina lewae sima la korach ba'e lemebat chilufa dimina lismala bekika bekish itakonash wekol odela deishtakach Bealishina Bisha Bitanash Tekola Rebiuda Amar Simala Itkalil Tadir Bimina Korach Ba'a Liach Achlefa Tikuna Bileila Watata Bekich I David, Me'ela Wetata. Come and see. Aaron is right, which is Chesed, and the Levites are left, which is Givurah. Korach wanted to exchange the right for the left. He desired the priesthood, which is right, for the Levites who are left. Therefore, he was punished. Furthermore, he had the evil tongue by speaking out against Moses and was punished for everything. Rabbi Yehuda said, the left is always contained in the right because that is how the left is corrected. Korach wished to substitute the correction of above and below since he aspired to the dominion of the Levites, which are left, so that they should not be included in the priests, which are right. Therefore, he was annihilated from above and below. My commentary. This pasuk in the Zohar teaches a significant truth. The correction of the left, which is desire, is by being included in the right, which is sharing. There is no other way to correct the desire of any individual. If we do not change the consciousness of any specific desire, we do not correct it. The more we change our desire to be a desire for the sake of more and more people, is creating greater tikkun for oneself. My commentary from 5778. If the left is not included in the right, then the desire is for oneself alone. My commentary, unwritten commentary for this year. if Korach, let me rephrase that, if the Levites had not been substituted for the firstborn, then Korach would have been his family's priest. He was asking to return to something that had been lost, an attribute, an energy that had been lost to the firstborn. Why was it lost? Because the firstborn included people, families that were right column families and left column families. And the consciousness, without the Torah being in the possession of the priest, the firstborn, that consciousness was not able to be corrected. So what did Hashem do? As we know, Jacob tied his son Levi to temple service, to the service of Hashem. And he exchanged the Levites for the firstborn. And therefore the Levites could be priests, but only after they purified their individual and their family designation. Moses and Aaron did that purification. Korach did not. The fourth pasuk, although I think you can feel that the energy of Shabbat, Shlach Lecha, is still prevalent. And this is where my commentaries are coming from your desire to receive and the heightened awareness of the energy of Shlach Lecha. So I am going to do one more verse, which will bring us approximately halfway through the, because we are out of time. And we will do the balance of the parasha on Thursday evening. And remember, Wednesday evening, questions and answers have been replaced with our Rosh Chodesh connection. Verse 4. Vayikach Korach mai vayikach nasi veita bisha legarmeya goldirada batar dila dileya ihu arik mikameya willo od elamadi itpeya Itavid Minea Korach Radif Batar Dilav Dileya Dileya Avid Weat Hara Laravach. My commentary. No, this is actually the translation. Now Korach took. He asked, what is the meaning of took? He responds, he took faulty counsel for himself. If one chases after something that does not belong to him, it escapes from him, and he even loses what he has. Korach chased after something that was not his. Therefore, he lost his own, and no one else gained. My commentary. Actually, the first verse in this Torah parasha is expressing desire for oneself alone through the word took. There is no movement without desire. Desire either is for oneself alone or has some limited aspect of correction having been attained. An example is one loves the Creator and shows this through the love of his or her spouse. Yet if the love of the spouse does not have connection to the love of the Creator, then it is not yet complete. The commentary from 5778. The Midrash explains that when one takes on, or when one takes something on, it must be clear that what one takes, one has the merit to receive it. Otherwise, they will lose this essence for themselves, and also have the tikkun that someone else loses as well. My commentary for this year, the unwritten commentary. Korach took unwise counsel. That's what the verse says. The unwise counsel was from his spouse, from his wife. When the Levites replaced the firstborn, Moses and Aaron waived them. People may not understand what a wave offering is. They literally lifted up these men and shook them like a wave. All in all directions. The Levite male at that moment lost control of his own locomotion, his own ability to control his environment. He was concealed in the right column. Aaron was the right column, and when he lifted the people up, the man up, the man was lost contact with the ground, and he could not connect to the heaven except through Aaron. This is a wave offering. He was shaken, waved in the six directions. And as he passed from one direction to another, he passed through all of the 360 degrees in two directions, horizontal and vertical, and the third direction, the depth, by being waved all around. The sphere. All three dimensions of space were crossed, representing the Levite accepting the connection. And where did time come into the picture? Why we live in a, science tells us we live in a space-time continuum. Time came in the shaving of the Levite's hair. By removing the connection to the left column, by shaving, cutting, representing judgment being removed from that Levite male, That was the time. The judgment is removed. There's when there is space, when something is missing, there is no such thing in our universe. When something is missing, it's replaced by Hashem, or it's replaced by Satan. There is no empty space. Science tells us in the atom, there's nothing but space. The electron is almost a football field away from the nucleus relative to the size of an atom that we can't see even. And so science is telling us there's this empty space. But that empty space is filled with one of two energies. The energy of Hashem or the energy of Satan. When the hair on the Levite was shaved, the hair was drawing was an energy of expansion. When it's shaved, when it's cut, it's an energy of judgment. When the hair was removed, it had to be replaced. And it was replaced with the right column energy of Chesed that Aaron represented. That's the end of our class for tonight. We will pick up on Thursday with verse 5. Does anyone have any questions? And while you're unmuting yourself, tomorrow we complete section or chapter 11 of Daniel and also the short chapter of 12. So we hopefully will complete all of Daniel tomorrow. As the following Sunday, we will begin our study of the three-week period. Remember, Wednesday at 7 p.m. is our Rosh Chodesh connection. That's Pacific time. At 3 o'clock on Sunday, tomorrow, we will have an advanced reincarnation class. Last week, that was a question and answer period that I highly recommend everybody listen to. And you can find it in the last row of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the third column from the left. It's a list of all the recordings. And if you do a find command in your browser, which is usually located on the right-hand side, usually it's three dots. But every browser can be different. You will find, by searching for reincarnation, you will be able to find last week's question and answer session that I highly recommend you listen to. Are there any questions from this evening? As short as the number of verses were, it's my opinion that the commentaries were very beneficial to learn. Are there any questions? I wish you all Shalom Gadol, a Shavua Tov, a good week, a week filled with peace. Shavua Tov, Shalom Gadol.
Amen. Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Shalom Gadol.